Hello, everyone. It's That Literary Lady, and you have entered the 12 Days of Christmas with That Literary Lady, Bryant Consulting, and Literary Wonders Media Group. Today, we have, for the sixth day of Christmas, Christian Eckstein. Christian is a literary guru, and Christian, I appreciate you joining us on this rainy day. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So, Christian, let's go ahead and get into our interview. Can you tell us a little bit more about Christian Eckstein?
Well, I started writing and reading books when I was 4 years old and writing them when I was six. So I guess you could say it's been in my blood for a very long time. And in 2003, I worked as a marketing director for a vanity publishing company. That's one of those self-publishing services companies. And it had a traditional arm, so I learned the ins and outs of how to run a traditional company as well as a vanity company. And in 2004, that company actually had some issues and pretty much went under, so I was forced to start my own company. So I started an independent publishing house called Imagine Books, and Imagine Books is still on today and publishes all my own stuff as well as getting ready for some exciting things in 2012. Since then, you know, of course, everyone, when you come out with a book, everyone wants to know how you did it. So
right.
I started Independent Publishing Consulting, which is a done-for-you program designed for business owners specifically who want to put a book underneath their existing business. So they're not just writers or authors who just want a book in print. They're people who want the credibility that a business book can give them. So
okay.
That has become my specialty today.
Okay, well, great. Can you tell us, I believe you have a few businesses. You have I Am Published, you have the independent business that you just described, and you have another business, don't you?
Well, actually, I have one business, Imagine Studios LLC. That's our parent company of all of the programs. And I Am Published is the program I put together for that independent publishing, which, you know, is the packages, like self-publishing packages. I become a production department for someone's business.
Okay,
and that's
gotcha.
What I Am Published is.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Then we also have a marketing program that I put together, which is just a short course. It's an hour long, designed to teach authors, any author of any genre, how to put together a four-month marketing plan for their book in less than an hour. And I take them through free and low-cost tactics and then how to put those into an overall strategy using a four-month marketing calendar. Anytime that even if you want to traditionally publish, you have to submit a marketing plan as part of your book proposal. So that's something that even people who have not finished writing their books but are starting to look into publishing options need to have a marketing plan. So that's called Market My Book, and that debuted late last year in the fall.
Oh, cool, cool. If you're able to, can you name some of the people that you've published?
I can. Most of the people I've published are business owners, so they may not be humongous names, but Carrie Wilkerson is one that was just picked up by Thomas Nelson, and her book that I originally did about 2 years ago was republished and expanded, which I told her she'd have to do because it was way too small for a traditional publisher. So I was excited to get the email from her saying that she signed the contract with them and had to expand it like I told her she'd have to do. That's an excellent book as well. And Dr. Daisy Sutherland has several books out, and she also has a major traditional publisher who asked her to write another book. In fact, it's the first of a whole series that they want her to write. And that one will start in its release date is set for August 2012. This is partly how traditional publishers work. They'll say that they're going to publish it by a certain date, and then they'll postpone it, and then they'll postpone it again. Its original publication date was supposed to be September of 2011.
Okay.
It got pushed an entire year. So that's the timelines can be tricky there. Then there's Felicia Slattery, who is an international public speaker, and Bob Jenkins, who is a six-figure coach. He does internet marketing and affiliate marketing and membership sites and things like that. So very, very much on the business side.
And that's Bob the Builder, right?
He claims he's the illegitimate son of Bob the Builder, yes.
Okay.
And then, you know, my other clients are dentists and professional organizers and doctors
okay.
and lawyers and things like that.
Okay. And in your history of publishing books and working with different authors and so on, what would you say has been your biggest frustration with authors?
My biggest frustration is also their biggest frustration, and that is the author who chooses an easy button route to publish their nonfiction business book. For fiction, it works very well, but for a nonfiction business book, an easy button route is one of those companies that touts free self-publishing
mm-hmm.
or low, very low-cost self-publishing. There are many, many marketing issues with those particular service providers,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time, the author corners themselves and limits their sales to just one website and nothing else. And then they come to me and say, how do I get into Barnes & Noble? And I'm the one that has to break the news to them and tell them they can't, which
right,
is very
right.
sad. I mean, Barnes & Noble has a dozen requirements that you have to meet. And even if you pay these companies extra money, which some of them do offer you to pay them $800 a year, to be listed in a specific directory, that does not mean that your book is going to meet Barnes & Noble's requirements. It means it
right.
might meet one or two of them, but not all dozen of them.
Okay.
So that's probably the biggest frustration is, you know, they come to me after the fact, after they've made a major mistake, spent usually a lot of money from different people telling them what to do, but not a true publishing expert. Just because you've published one book through a company like that doesn't make you a publishing expert. So don't listen to people who tout that they're going to teach you how to self-publish your book through a company if they only have one book published through one company and it's not even their own company. If they run their own business like you do, that's totally different. You are an expert.
but
if they don't, then you know, be very wary of who you're going to pay to learn from.
I agree. Now, I know one of your slogans is, "Well, I'll suck the book out of you." Can you explain that and where that came from?
Well, that came from my clients, actually. They're
oh.
like, man, it's like you suck the book right out of me.
Okay.
Because I work with business owners a lot, I can generally tell them they've already got their book written. In some way, shape, or form, their material's already done. They just need to put it into a different format, into a book format. And in that way, they feel like I'm kind of sucking it out of them, where I'm showing them where they've already produced it, and it just needs, you know, to be put into a nice readable format for a book, for, you know, for readers to purchase off the shelves. So that's the biggest thing. I've also worked with some people for writing coaching. I don't really advertise that I do that very much, and it's something on an as-needed basis.
Right.
It's not that I'm not cheap, you know, because it's very reasonably priced, but it's not my favorite thing to do, and publishing is really my passion. So
right.
most people I work with, if they are ready for publishing but aren't quite finished with their book yet, I'm known for sucking the rest of it out of them, and a lot of times that just means it's a fancy term for butt kicking.
I'm right, just, right. I like
keeping
that.
Them accountable like that. And kicking their B-U-T with one T.
Exactly. I like that. And to our audience, you have to visit Christian's site and her social media profiles because she posts videos on a regular basis, and one in particular that I found very interesting. And she has these cool places. She has an office at home, but she also parks her office on a beach in another country and so on. But she has one in particular, How to Write Your Book in 3 Days, and it's an awesome video, and I invite you to go to her site or to her YouTube channel and look for that as well. Now, Christian, what do you currently have in the works, if you're allowed to say anything?
If I'm allowed to say anything, that is...
Well, you know, some people keep things under wraps, so I don't want to give out any information that shouldn't go out, so...
Well, one of the very exciting things that we just started and will officially launch in April is we have decided to open up our own traditional publishing arm of our publishing company.
Ah.
This is going to be a very small independent publishing firm with traditional terms, which means that it will meet all the requirements for bookstores and things like that. And the biggest thing with it is that we're specifically focusing on nonfiction business books at this time. Eventually, we may open it up to fiction, especially for doing Kindle formats, because fiction sells so much better on Kindle than in print right now.
Right.
That's become a recent turn of events, and it makes sense because, you know, if you put your novel on Kindle, it's so much easier for people to buy it, first of all. The returns are almost nothing because you can't return a Kindle book after you've read it. And it's just a nice, easy way and cheap way for people to be able to read books and not invest in shelf space, you know, for
exactly.
huge paperbacks. And I still prefer paper myself, but I do have fiction books on my Kindle, as well as I know you have a couple thousand books on your Kindle.
A couple thousand, but I will tell you, there's nothing like the feel of a real book for my nonfiction and my manuals and my business books and so on.
And that's something that the nonfiction crowd hasn't quite grasped, is that nonfiction books are great for the Kindle because they boost print sales. Because most people who buy a nonfiction book for Kindle or Nook or iPad or whatever want it in print form as well. And
right.
So that's the only reason to do it. It's not going to make you rich just off of a Kindle book.
Exactly.
But the way that we have opened up the traditional arm is I founded the 21 Ways series, and you can see the series at 21waysbooks.com. That site will list all the books in the series that are up and coming, and we currently have 6 authors, 2 of them under contract and 1 already produced, and 4 more under negotiation, to be licensed authors for that specific series. And there's a lot of guidelines for it. We will be opening it up to the public to send in submissions through a formal book proposal form, which will be on the website. Mm-hmm. And that will probably go live in January. So I'm super excited about that. Our goal is to have 15 21 Ways books in that series done by the end of 2012, minimum. We'd love to do more. But the minimum is 15, and of course you do need to meet certain requirements for marketability, because it's been proven over and over again that the author sells books, the publisher doesn't, which is why a lot of publishers, traditional publishers, are requiring authors to do their own marketing nowadays, because
yes,
people
no longer
want to, you know, just do business with a bookstore or a publisher. They want to do business with an author. You know, they want to know those insider secrets from the author. So
exactly.
All of the 21 Ways books are creative-based, so will help creativity, writing, art, photography, things like that, and also business-based. So anything that can help grow a business will be featured in the 21 Ways series. Eventually, we'll probably expand it past those topics, but we are modeling it after the Dummy series, only it really is for dummies. And I call it toilet books, because the goal is that you want one way, one chapter in any of the books, and you will have an action plan for something to complete within about 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, I might have to talk with you and sit down and have you consult with me, because I'm starting a series kind of like the Dummy series, except it won't be as broad as that, but that Literary Lady Knows series on different aspects of social media and self-publishing and so on. And I just started also a series with a client that's doing the same thing. So I might have to hire you to consult me and help me with that. And then I have another question. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to make sure. You wrote Financial Survival and Financial Revival. Now, will you expound upon those particular books?
Well, I don't advertise them so much anymore. They were what I call heart books, so just something I lived through and felt like I needed to write down.
Okay.
They do still sell occasionally. But
okay. Mostly
they're just there. You know, heart books are not necessarily something I'm going to go speaking on. However, Financial Survival, which is a collection of tips of how you can live on a very little income. My husband and I paid off, we lived on $40,000 in 1 year after he got a job. This is after a year and a half of no income at all. So when he finally got a job, it was $40,000. We paid off $17,000 in consumer debt. We gave away over $10,000, and we lived off of, I think, less than $12,000 that year.
Wow.
So that book teaches all the things that we did to, you know, keep a somewhat decent lifestyle. And we didn't live in the projects. We lived in a nice two-bedroom apartment. But the things that we did to be able to cut costs and survive – especially in, you know, with no income for a year and a half, that can really cause a problem.
Right, right.
However, that book, I am going to repurpose, rewrite, and update it, and it is going to become a new book in the 21 Ways series called 21 Ways to Live a Richly Frugal Life.
Ah.
Since then, even though we still live frugally, you know, we do make a little more money, especially with the business, but we still live very frugally so that we can have the things that we need and have the things that we want, but not spend a fortune getting them, and really put our values, you know, our money into things that we value, like travel and experiences rather than just stuff.
Right.
So that's that one. Financial revival is the faith aspect of finances, and that's, you know, things that we learned over the past 4 years of how to allow your faith to expand your finances and what to do with your money to be a good steward of it.
Good. And I've read both books, and they both are very good books, and they're both very helpful. Actually, all the books that I've read of yours are very helpful, so I appreciate you for writing the books that you write, because they do help a lot of people. Well, Christian, I want to thank you for being our guest and being part of our 12 Days of Christmas. If someone wants to reach you, how can they reach you?
Well, the easiest way to reach me is to go to ultimatebookcoach.com. That is my main hub website, where there's a ton of free information, articles, videos, things like that. If you want that free Write My Book in 3 Days thing that Yolanda talked about, it's writemybookin3days.com, and you can get access to that. It is free. It's a 45-minute webinar that will teach you how I wrote Financial Revival in 3.5 days. Now, I couldn't get 3.5.com, unfortunately, but it is at writemybookin3days.com, or you can also get it from ultimatebookcoach.com. And there's a contact form on that website. I also offer a free 15-minute Jumpstart My Book session. So if you're interested in what your next step should be, I will tell you that I don't work with everybody who does a Jumpstart My Book, and that's because I'm not a good fit for everyone. But I will be able to hopefully point you in the right direction.
Well, that's good to hear, because a lot of people think one person fits all, and that's just not the case. So
no.
I appreciate you, Christian, and I look forward to seeing what projects you have for 2012. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad that I know you. And thank you for joining us today.
You are very welcome. It's been my pleasure, Yolanda.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.